African celebrities and international icons traditionally provide visual identity for small business enterprises in a mosaic of popular and homegrown styles. More than 100 images of America's 44th president provide a stunning picture of African pride, industry, and celebration. African Artists, Visions of Obama by Folk and Popular Artists is presented in the Zollner Art Center's main gallery on the Lehigh University campus now through December 9th. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. While traveling to West Africa in the 1990s in search of traditional textiles, artifacts, and carvings, George Jeromovich was impressed with the signs, banners, portraits, and messages seen both in the city and countryside. While commercial in essence, the works are filled with irony, politics, and wordplay. Barack Obama is the subject and focus, the inspiration, and occasional lightning rod of a growing body of African folk and popular art. The exhibition, African Artists, Visions of Obama by Folk and Popular Artists, is curated by Professors Norman Girardeau and Ricardo Vieira. Professor Norman Girardeau.
In African tradition, art is life. Life is many splendored. The art also here is not something that they did to put in a museum. Many of these things are commercial signs to get people to come and buy something.
Yeah. They call it airport art.
Professor Ricardo Vieira.
It is amazing, all that folkloric and all that popular and all that spirit.
Again, I was referring to as the post-colonial sense. Art tradition in Africa was heavily influenced by Westerners and being over there and telling them what Westerners thought was real art. Of course, then that creates a kind of confusion when they're in a position to do what they really want to do, when you have this amazing assortment of different styles, different materials, and you've got Western-style canvas paintings, and then you've got things painted on pieces of plywood and boards, every possible example.
Sizes, you know, from very teeny to very, very large. Some of the sizes are monumental. They are really, really large.
And, you know, you said something else, Ken, that I think is also interesting, is that African art, even though, again, in some ways they're responding to what they felt Westerners would like to see often, the issue is that finally what you see is not so much of a concern to paint an absolutely realistic image. More often, you see things that are distorted or what I would call iconic. It's not an attempt to do a photographic realist image. They're getting at something deeper, the spirit, the significance, the power of this person for them.
When you see all this diversity of styles, this sense of design, like the colors, they have been seen in posters and in magazines. Look at this one in particular, the dress, the clothing, the African garbs, and also the presentation of that.
I wanted to pick up on what Ricardo had said before. One of the wonderful things we have here at Lehigh is that the gallery is not just this sequestered place that people come to view art. It is part of the teaching mission of the university, and Ricardo has really made a very strong emphasis on that dimension of what he does in the galleries. So it's a wonderful thing and a wonderful comparative exercise when people come and take a look at what we were just referring to, the carving here, to then walk downstairs in the lower gallery where there is a display of traditional African carving. And you see almost immediately that, my gosh, yes, we see what's going on here. And so that's really quite fascinating. We're talking about power of images, and we look up on the one wall here and we see a rendition of the famous Shepherd Fairey image. Yeah. It's amazing how that image in its own right has become truly iconic. You know, when you think about the pro and con, this being a positive, so-called positive image for Obama in our tradition, and then the response politically, that other image that, again, was very powerful, the depiction of Obama as the Joker face.
But it's interesting that a lot of these have become guides or signs to these images that have already entered the realm of mythology.
Well, this is myth-making.
Which is where they're very comfortable.
All history starts as myth.
It's a constant learning experience. Look at some of the wordings in some of the painting. The narrative, Mr. Obama and Hillary Clinton on the floor, Miss Obama look on.
That's supposed to be Hillary.
I'm glad you pointed that out because I didn't have a clue. I was like, who's the hippie giving the strike fist?
That is another fascinating thing, how they mix that kind of narrative. They are kind of forcing you to look at something that you might don't. Also, that have to do a lot with the advertising. the big billboards, what Norma was talking about, how they reflect that is part of the language that they are trying to create.
Professor Ricardo Vieira. I also spoke with Professor Norman Girardot. African Artists, Visions of Obama by Folk and Popular Artists is on view in the main gallery of the Zollner Art Center, 420 East Packer Avenue on the campus of Lehigh University. The exhibition is on view now through December 9th. The phone number for more information is 610-758-3615. More information also available at luag.org. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.